Well, the death toll from Sunday's bomb attacks in the Iraqi capital has passed 125. Iraqi officials say some 200 people have also been injured in the bombings. In the first attack, a car bomb ripped through the Karada district in central Baghdad. The busy shopping district is where many people spend their time after breaking their Ramadan fast. Daesh terrorists have claimed responsibility for the attack. Now, the second blast took place in eastern Baghdad, killing several people. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry has condemned the bloodshed in Baghdad and offered condolences to the Iraqi government and nation. The ministry has also reiterated Iran's support for Iraq, saying the Islamic Republic will stand by its neighbor until the terrorists are completely defeated there. Crossing over to Baghdad, joined by Press TV's Altaf Ahmad. Altaf, good to have you with us. A horrific situation. More than 125 people have been killed. Please fill us in on the latest that you have as far as the information about the bombings.
Well, those security terrorists have targeted one of the most crowded suburbs or districts in the heart of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Karada district is a predominantly Shia region. It is a commercial hub. It is the place to be after breaking your fast. And a lot of the people, a lot of the victims who were injured and killed in the explosion were families and young men and women who had gone out after their iftar, taken their families shopping, especially preparing for the Eid al-Fitr, which is one of the biggest events or biggest holidays for Iraqi Muslims and for Muslims all over the world. Now, the explosion took place at around 1:30. It's also the time of Sahar, another meal for Muslims where they also prepare for the next day's fast. Also at the same time, a lot of football fans were packing or were at cafes. They were watching the Euro Cup 2016 as well. So all of this together, people who were shopping, the football fans, everything, this really added to the tragedy or added added to the bloodshed. Now, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has visited the venue or the scene of the explosion. He has expressed solidarity with the families of the victims, and he has vowed to bring the perpetrators to justice. Also, United Nations Assistance Mission in Iraq representative. He has also voiced his condemnation for what he said was a cowardly attack by Daesh Takfiri militants. Now, obviously, according to security analysts, this is the attack on unarmed civilians in the heart of the capital, which also was due to a car bomb explosion. It is it merely reflects the desperation of Takfiri terrorists. We've become used to seeing Daesh Takfiri terrorists. Whenever they face a lot of military defeats, they try to cause a lot of security breaches. So they have urged the Iraqi government, security experts, that is, they are urging the Iraqi government to come up with a very strong and solid security strategy, which will make the Iraqi capital more immune to such to guerrilla tactics by Daesh Takfiri terrorists. Also would lessen the surge of terror attacks. This, according to analysts and according to Iraqi officials, has been the deadliest attack since the beginning of this year. A lot of speculations or a lot of fears are now surfacing regarding the challenge that the Iraqi government is going to have post-Daesh, post-liberating the country from Daesh. We know that Iraq and Daesh in Iraq is basically taking its last breath. However, the biggest challenge now posed ahead of the Iraqi government is reestablishing security in liberated regions, in liberated territories, as well as boosting security in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, and around its belt.
All right, thank you so much, Altaf Ahmad, Press TV's correspondent in Baghdad. Please stay safe, Altaf.